Indonesia is the world's most populous Muslim country, but as I heard earlier today from Patrick Nguyen, Asia correspondent for our partners at Global Post, Islamic extremism is not very strong there.
If you look at polls, Indonesians, when polled, overwhelmingly reject ISIS and their worldview. However, you do have a small percentage of people who are inspired by ISIS. A lot of them are pretty harmless. They're fanboys or wannabes and people that are excited by ISIS's online propaganda. But every now and then you have people that are motivated to actually take action. And I think that's what we saw in Jakarta today.
Any kind of homegrown terrorist or extremist networks that don't have connections to ISIS or Al-Qaeda?
There are homegrown jihadis in Indonesia, and what they envision is a hyper-conservative, Saudi-style, Islamic law and order type of state. I don't want to say that Indonesia is not a conservative place, but that is really out of sync with the mainstream view. I mean, this is a country where you can buy beer, guys and girls can go on dates. It's not such a hardline place. So their vision for the country is pretty warped.
How loud, how vocal has been kind of the rejection of these attacks today from Indonesians?
It's pretty overwhelming. There was a hashtag on Twitter, which is used by a lot of Indonesians, basically saying, "We will not be afraid." Indonesia takes its terrorism problem very seriously. The Bali bombings in 2002, that was the most vicious terrorist attack in the country's history. And they really started cracking heads after that. You do not want to be identified as a jihadi by the Indonesian government. They can be very nasty. They will go into your village. They will interrogate everyone you've ever talked to. They will make your life miserable. So they take counterterrorism very, very, very seriously.
This may be a tough question to answer, but what do smart people say accounts for Indonesia's relative moderation on this front? I mean, aren't there any memories of colonialism, you know, the Dutch Empire, any desire among Indonesian extremists to address past history?
Sure. There was certainly guerrilla-style movements against the Indonesian government itself, which was seen as colonialist by some parts of the archipelago. We shouldn't conflate that with the global jihadi movement that we're seeing today.
Sure.
We have to remember that Indonesia is a place that does not look to the Middle East and see, oh, they're my brothers. I mean, they may all be Muslims, but the style of rule and even the style of dress and the way that women are treated in the Middle East, that does not feel familiar at all to most Indonesians.
Patrick Nguyen with our partners at Global Post speaking with me from Bangkok. Thank you very much, Patrick.
Thanks, Marco.